Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively downtown doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Got some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets to give away. We're doing a little Juneteenth celebration. Also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. We're welcoming jobs to the community. There are offices right around the corner from where we are. We are at Next Phase Cafe. Our friends at Window Nation also sponsoring us here. And I say Baltimore Positive. I got the mayor of Baltimore here. And first things first, thanks for the free parking today, right? I mean, City Shuttle, they told me, they said, an American come by, but it's a day after AFRAM, the whole place is going to be like, you know, like we're shutting everything down. And I said, well, if he wants to come, and here you are. So you're
Everybody's
working.
Recuperating from seeing the OJs yesterday.
So. Well, I know we had a problem with Mr. LeVert, yes, and love the OJs, you know.
Him, but the gentleman, Walter, but they held it down.
We're starting a love train.
Yeah.
Let's start a love train.
100,000 people in Greer Park. For AFRAM, as we welcome AFRAM back, a beautiful, black, peaceful weekend in Drew Hill Park. People are so excited to have it back and celebrate Juneteenth and Father's Day in AFRAM all over.
Well, you know what? I was over there for Brew at the Zoo a couple weeks ago. So Drew Hill Park's beautiful. I mean, it's one of the real assets, along with Patterson Park, where I discovered the pond and the birds last year during the COVID. AFRAM, I saw you all weekend taking pictures and doing stuff. Talk about getting people together again, right? Because, I mean, you and I got together before you ran. We had masks off. Last time we were together, mask on. We're over at Coco's. Right. We're downtown now. This coming out for the summer, and we'll get to crime, we'll get to safety, we'll get to all of that, but getting people out and getting them together again, that's something that I think we all missed, and I certainly miss the big bake-off we have up here every year up in Mount Royal where it's 114 degrees, but I love the city festivals. I love that part of city life.
Yeah, it was great. It was important to come back. We all have been through so much mess over the last 2.5 years, and you could see that on people's faces. Folks were out there feeling like this is the first time they were able to come outside and be out there and be enjoying the culture, enjoying the food, the music, just a great company. It was important for us to bring it back. We made the decision I did last year to move AFRAM to Juneteenth because we heard not only to have this big, beautiful Baltimore black celebration on Juneteenth weekend that we normally had, but we also heard from a lot of elders that when we have it in later months and in the summer, as you just said, we know how hot it can get.
August is hot.
It's too much.
That's why people love the flower mark because the weather's
cooler.
Nice.
We had perfect weather this weekend. Perfect performances from Neo, you know, El DeBarge, OJ. We had local acts like Easy Jackson, DJ Quicksilver, and DJ Tons got the party started for us. It was such a beautiful weekend.
Well, I can see your pride in it and putting this thing together. So for the events and for rethinking some of these things that have been in place since Kurt Schmoke, right?
Yeah, I mean, 45th AFRAM, and we missed two. So
that may have been Schaefer going back that far, right? I mean, I'm thinking about when this is. But the last couple of years of trying to bring people together, public safety, all the things I'm going to get into with you. But for summertime here, this is the first summer we get the mask off during your administration as well. Not that I don't judge you from the beginning, but I do think that there's a period here going into this where you're trying to get things better. I'm here to ask you, how are we making things better?
Yeah.
You want to show progress. Part of progress is having a nice event here over the weekend for Juneteenth.
And a nice event where we had no incidents, right? When you think about the amount of people that we had there, we had no incidents going on, no major things going on. People had a great, safe time. And you know, after we had to not be able to have it because of COVID, which is still a very real thing for us, but we're great to see our numbers now go back into the low category here. It's just time for us to not just bring things back, yesterday, to bring them back bigger and better, to reimagine them, as you said, to see how we can improve upon these things. And that's what we're going to do everything.
Look, man, I'm out in the county now, and I lived down here 20 years, and I've been hearing people from the county forever, right? So a million reasons not to come downtown, except when Paul McCartney's here.
Right.
A million reasons not to go to Druid Hill Park, except when AFRAM's there and everybody can get. And a million reasons not go to Druid Hill Park. Except Brew at the Zoo had a billion people over there. Had Kirby on a couple weeks ago, right? So when you have the right thing, people will come. I look at the city right now. Look, this Angelo's thing is a mess. I talk about that all day. The Ravens going through transition. $1.2 billion put toward the stadiums. I want to talk to you about World Cup. I got more notes here. Not even know where to begin with. Because I thought we were going to win the World Cup. I thought today we would be wearing scarves. Yeah. And we would have the World Cup coming. I really believe that, Brandon.
Well, I'm going to go back a little bit first. Nessa, I'm not worried about the Oreo food.
Okay, fair enough.
Just let folks know, I'm not worried about that, right? You don't go through all the things that they went through with me and the state and everyone else to get the stadium renovated and be thinking about moving the team. They have family things going on. John has said to me, and I've seen him to be a man of his word, for not just what they're going for the team, but in the community, said that they're not moving the team. The team's not moving.
He's told you that.
Told me that personally. Okay. And I believe the team is not moving, right? And also the team is moving in the right direction. When you talk about the players and where we are, you know, we had a lot of people at the stadium again yesterday for a game on Father's Day, right? People said, well, it's Father's Day.
If you still want to go to an Oreo game, it's in your heart.
It's in your heart.
Yeah.
Right? Now folks are starting to get back there. We know that the Ravens are going through a transition. We know Dick Cash will be a forever Baltimorean, right? He knows that. But we know Sashi Brown's coming and bringing in new energy. We know we have Lamar's back bulked up a little bit, right? We're going to make sure that everyone knows that he is the best quarterback in the division. They have won a division that shouldn't be playing. We'll leave that aside, right?
I'm not going to let you leave without talking some Pittsburgh smack. Yeah. You got to do that.
We got the one from Cleveland who should never take the field again. We'll just start there. But then we're going to also be better than the Bengals. We're going to surprise a lot of people this year. But the World Cup, we are disappointed, right? FIFA got it wrong, period. When you talk about us having this beautiful, strong bid, and we brought on D.C. into that, and you think about what that decision was made, but now what we have to do is prove them wrong. Show them, and we have this international match coming up, how wrong they were. Show them, and we have the Army-Navy game in a few years. We're going to have the Junior Olympics in Baltimore City in a few years. All of these wonderful sporting events, getting an extension with the CIAA, right? And for all those folks who are saying, like, oh, you can't come to Baltimore, folks from outside of Baltimore are realizing that we are a city that is going to keep undertaking this renaissance. We have Paul McCartney. You see all of those things, these wonderful things where we're having thousands and thousands of people here. We're just going to show FIFA, like, oh, we made a mistake by choosing Boston or Philadelphia over Baltimore.
Did you believe? I mean, I believe there was – listen, I love our town. We mutually love our town. We know our reputation and size. We know what we are.
But this is the World Cup.
But it's the World Cup, right. But I thought there was no way they were going to say no to Washington.
Yeah.
And I thought that was – that would be a nice ticket for us. And FIFA talks about leaving behind legacy,
right,
Improving communities, all of this.
That's what they said to us.
And this is a place where they could have made an impact, maybe even left behind an MLS team, yeah, you know, when it's all over. Maybe there would be that kind of an impact in a city we talk about that has challenges. Anybody can kick a soccer ball. Anybody can kick a soccer ball.
They're trying to grow the game right here. And I think that's a big that's going to be a big misstep, trying to grow the game. When you think about this region and the amount of young people that are playing the sport now or learning the sport, we think it's a big mistake on their behalf. But also, I think it's clear, we have to also understand this is the World Cup, right? These folks are as well as our image. Every single city that they chose is going through the very same thing, right? I'm very good friends with the mayor of Kansas City. Him and I talk about multiple things. You know, the one thing we talk about consistently, gun violence, right? So we have to understand, we're talking about international cities, as you know, we all have that issue going on. But this bid was a strong bid. I was very clear with our team as we had to make an announcement with Lieutenant Governor and I the other day that I don't believe in participation trophies. I'm a true athlete. You know, if you ain't first, you're last. That's the way that I look at it. But and when you lose something, you can always have wins. And in that win of us not getting this bid, the win for us is we showed that we can come together, putting aside regional differences, political differences, party differences, all these other things to work on something that we thought was the best thing for our city. You know, we can do it for World Cup, we can do it for CIAA, we can do it for China.
Well, you know what? Brandon Scott's here. He is our mayor. We're doing the Maryland Craft Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and our friends here, as well as Goodwill and our friends at Window Nation. We're at Next Phase Cafe. This thing kind of came about. You were sort of the prime mover in all of this. I was out at the Preakness, I guess 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, and I said, look,
beautiful
man, I'll go to Coco's with you, right? I mean, I'm not anti-Coco's. I like Coco's. But I said, let's find a black-owned business, find a new place. Where's another place we could have? He said, well, Tony's right over there. And I said, where over there? He said, no, they got local vendors out there. Now, I had just done the show at Atlanta Kush.
Yeah.
So, and they had a vendorship out there. Tony Randall from Next Phase. I just said, go see Tony. So I went to see Tony. His buddy, Daryl, who works in his kitchen, was a longtime listener of mine, been listening to me for 30 years. He's been recommending the crab cake down here. So now it comes twice recommended.
There you go.
That you're, so the folks at the Royal Farms Arena have reached to me about this renovation and what they're doing. They're talking about a pretty big concert maybe in and around the CIAA next year. I know you're, you know, I mean, I know you're the boss of the city, but I don't want to be talking about Boston. I know, right, but I don't want to start rumors, but I do. That's happening. I stood in the new Lexington Market. Now, we're broadcasting from Fadley's on Wednesday morning, and you joined me first time I met you. Was it Fadley's? Yeah, sure, right? Where you transferred buses on your way to Merver to win the state championship, not finish second. We'll get to that. We'll do that over the crab cake. You bring your Mervo jacket for me to wear. You
I
did
got
not.
It on blue. My tie is gold. I took it off, though. You know, we still,
you
we
did.
Still, we
you
still.
Do, you
we
do
still
have Mervo colors on
all the time.
All right,
colors would I wear?
Well, Kelly green and gold would be the Dundalk colors, but we had the lead at halftime.
Well, you know,
I feel really bad about trash talking you at halftime on Twitter. You were at an event. I woke up 5 in the morning. The first thing I see is the mayor of Baltimore just pooping down my neck on Twitter. It's bad enough we lost the damn game. You
well,
know?
It could be worse. It could be Johnny Hill. Johnny Hill had to put on my Merville jersey.
I saw
Cocoa,
that. It didn't. It would not have fit me. I assure you of that. But sports arenas, bringing people together, Lexington Market. Let's talk about the harbor for a minute, because some of these things are decided, right? Like, I mean, I know the mechanic. Every time I go by there, it looks like a hole in the ground. I'm wondering what's happening there. The harbor, and that, you know, we've had violence, we've had all these issues, but we have to have a future plan there. And I know it was really hard last time we talked receivership, Mr. Big owns it, you know, like.
I couldn't talk about it then. Now I can.
All right, let's talk about it.
Yeah, so we had to go through this process, right? And this has been the secret that I have been holding for since 2019, Nestor, that we knew that Dave Bramble was going to probably be the person to get it. And what better person to be in control of that piece of property and someone who does big development all across the city. I was up at Northwood Shopping Center today where he's redeveloping there and opening a brand new Harbor Bank, a supermarket, all these great things right there on the campus of Morgan State University, being next door to Morgan State University.
Well, anytime we get a supermarket open in the city, it's good news, right?
He's doing Yard 56 down there in Southeast Baltimore. So many great projects that he's doing, not just here but around the country. But he's also a Baltimorean, so he understands growing up here what the harbor means for us. He's from and lives in West Baltimore, so he knows the true everything about Baltimore. And now what we're going to be doing, working in partnership with Dave, to bring the Inner Harbor into the Harbor 2.0. But we're not going to be just showcasing the best of chain restaurants, but the best of Baltimore. Imagine being able to get a Cocoa crab cake down there, or get some, as I love here, some shrimp and fries from Next Phase down there.
So it's shrimp and fries what I'm getting here.
Oh, no.
I'm going to do crab cake too.
Crab cake is good, too. No, I'm doing crab cake today. I had shrimp and fries.
All right, all right.
So, yeah, I got to do crab cake today. I can't eat shrimp and fries every time that I mix it up. But
I love shrimp and fries.
Do that. And then changing the way it looks, right? We make sure that you get the best version of the harbor, where it's not just about cars and Pratt Street, and be more open for families out there enjoying themselves. And with having someone with that experience, partnering with the city, partner with Downtown Partnership, Waterfront Partnership, everyone, we're all galvanizing around it to make sure that we are expanding, starting with the work that we've done at Rassfield. I know you've seen
it's unbelievable.
Phase 2 will be coming. And as we go through this process with Dave and his team, right, it's really to show how we can bring the harbor and the harbor back to life. And you add that on to the renovations that are coming on at the state, and you add that on to Lexington Market, and you add that on to the arena renovation. If you haven't looked at the camera to see what's going on inside of there, you'll be I'll show it to you for you.
All right.
You will see all of those things.
You can watch it in real time?
Real time.
I didn't know that.
Real time.
Okay, that's good for me to know. Good. All right, excellent, excellent.
That's what we have to do in this city, and focus and stay focused. Ignore the noise. Know that the harbor, as you know, Nestor, didn't get to the period it's in today over a 2-3-4 year period. We're going to have to do that work to start to get it corrected. And that's where we are today. Having Dave there, he has my full support. I'm going to work with him every day.
Well, let's talk about the park on the other side on Rash Field.
Yes.
You know, I live down there. I don't even know what they were doing. You know, I mean, it happened and I walked by. I don't know your role in it. I mean, you were the mayor when it happened, but I'm sure you were city council back in the day. I don't know whether it's Jack, Kathy, whoever it was. But you saw the genesis of that, where they said, we're going to dump some money into this. It's going to be a good thing. We're going to envision it a different way. Skateboarders, just things that just not what would not have flown 25, 30 years ago,
well,
right?
Not even 25, 30. We remember
15 years ago.
Early 2000s, we had an infamous video with a police officer telling a young man he couldn't skate right there on the promenade, right? So imagine that just a little over a decade later that we actually have a skate park there. And that was a partnership, right? The city, the state, waterfront partnership, everyone coming together saying we need to reimagine
that. Did you like that idea from the beginning?
I did. Lori did, but it's not even about whether I like it.
Right.
Lori and them actually did what we have to do now, and that's and should have been doing forever. Go out and join the community, asking the community, being inclusive, being equitable, asking people and families and young people what they want to see there, and that's what you see, and that's I had a big celebration there for young people and families a few weekends ago. Everyone had a great big party. We were able to have a big party out there, people eating, dancing, all of that, and folks over there skating at the same time, young people enjoying the playground. That's what you want in the environment.
It was vibrant. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So for the harbor, when you say reimagine it, have you seen a first plan? Is there something in your mind that you know is going to be included? I've seen glass bridges across the harbor. I've seen cable cars. I've seen all sorts of ideas, right?
We're not at that phase yet.
Okay.
But we're going to be there soon. And we'll go out, and Dave will go out and do the work, talking with the community and everyone else. We have now just gotten to the most important phase.
Control.
Right? Control. Right? Getting in the control of a Baltimore-based, Baltimore, son of Baltimore. And now we'll move to the next phase.
Let's take a break. Brandon Scott is here. He is our mayor of Baltimore. We're going to do a little longer segment the next time. I want to get to good news, bad news, upticks, downticks, but certainly with AFRAM and the weekend and World Cup, we had some ground to cover here with sports as well. And Lamar, we good with all that? Preakness? We want to do Preakness before we go?
I'm good with that, yeah.
Preakness, future Preakness? You feel bullish about that?
I'm feeling good. Listen, no one could foresee the issues that were going to happen with Lowell, but now the state has stepped in and said that Pimlico can move forward, and it will. And Preakness, and I have to give a big, big shout-out to our friends at the Stronic Group. Linda and the team.
It was a nice event this year. It was hot.
You know, I will say the thing that was most incredible for me, Nestor, you know I grew up in Parkhurst, right? My first Preakness in 2019.
I met you that day.
Right, you met me that day. But at this year's Preakness, I bumped into about 40 to 50 people that I actually grew up with who were at their first Preakness and who said to me, this was the first time that they felt welcome at Preakness, at an event that had been in their neighborhood our whole life. And that's really about the Stronic Group, Belinda, everyone working with Kevin Lyles, everyone that came together to put on that concert that we had the night before with Megan Thee Stallion and Lauryn Hill. Can you imagine the kind of love that is bringing into Baltimore? We are showcasing and showing ourselves that we are a destination for sports and entertainment.
Well, I'll say this about Preakness. I've been going, unlike you, I've been going most of my life, yeah. Right? It's changed for the better.
Right.
I mean, it just has. I mean, all of the clown shows and the running in the year, like, all that's gone. It was a really nice event. Like, yeah. My wife and I had such a nice time. My wife's like, well, this is a little different. It's changed. Well, it's changed for the better. And we'd like to say that about a lot of things in Baltimore.
Most importantly, I predicted on Wednesday before that early voting would win. Everyone told me I was crazy. And I look like a genius as I collect
early voting right here in June.
I collected my money on Preakness Saturday.
Well, we're encouraging early voting as well. Mayor Brandon Scott is with us. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery with our friends at Goodwill as well as Window Nation. I got my lid on here. We're going to get to a crab cake here. Tony's down here. We're at Next Phase Cafe. The mayor picked this out, handpicked. You just wanted to be able to walk, man, is what it was.
It's my favorite lunch spot.
Well, they got a stage here.
Oh, yeah, you come in and get some good jazz, and here's always a vibe in Next Phase. Next Phase is a great, Tony, that's great.
Well, look, I'm going to plug myself because Purple Rain 1 and Purple Rain 2 were out, all right? And I'm re-releasing them, and I want you to know, this is a true story. When I was writing Purple Rain 1, I fell in love with smooth jazz music as a writing tool. And Purple Rain 2 was written exclusively with smooth jazz music. And if you listen behind my ears here,
you can hear.
It just feels like a smooth jazz thing. So anytime I hear smooth jazz, it makes me want to sit down and start emoting my feelings. I'm going to be starting to do that. By the way, speaking of emoting feelings, had the Baltimore Banner folks on at Solancha on Friday as well. We got a new news organization, somebody to hold him and everybody else accountable, which I think is a great thing as well. So welcome them aboard. If you want to hear from MTS and Kimmy Yoshino, you can hear them out of Baltimore Positive. Back for more. We're at Next Phase Cafe with Mayor Brandon Scott. Stay with us. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive